All right, it's Wendy Snyder in for John Hansen, and we are going to talk to Craig Bolanos right now, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. And first of all, Craig, how are you tonight?
Wendy, oh my gosh, I am breathing a sigh of relief with you, not just because you're sitting in for John, you're the fun one, but because the market was up for the first time in 3 days. We got a little bit of relief in stocks, and I got good news. The inflation looks like it's coming lower, and doesn't that help everybody in America?
Yeah, but we're still headed into a recession territory, aren't we?
Oh, wait, are you baiting me? No, Wendy, we're not heading to a recession. Wendy, come on now. Listen, I've been around for a while. I drank from garden hoses. I rode bikes without a helmet. I didn't have a car seat growing up. My point is, I've yet to see a recession in the United States of America when we're still growing jobs. 151,000 jobs last month. I've yet to see a recession when the unemployment rate is below the long-term trend of 5.7. It's currently 4.1. And I've yet to see a recession. We just learned last week that consumers spent more than 3% year over year compared to the previous year, adjusted for inflation. So consumers are still spending. So what do I say? A recession is possible, but a recession doesn't look probable based on the data.
I'm going to have you on the air every day to say that, because I know that a lot of people fear that and may not be spending their money. I'm addicted to the TikTok shop, and I keep buying stupid things, but they're not expensive things. So I don't know. Are we still fearful to buy things?
Wendy, you know what? That makes you a great American. You are a great American, Wendy. I mean, you know, we really don't know each other that well except through radio, but great Americans make great consumers. And it's U.S. exceptionalism where the consumer buys useless, needless stuff that they don't need, just stuff that we want. That's why we have the most dominating economy on the planet. So I'm happy you've been doing your part.
I have been. And you mentioned, so the markets have been fluctuating quite a bit. They were down, pretty far down, and today, not so bad?
No, today, not so bad. Like I said, today's the first day in three. We actually had a bounce. We had some recovery. I saw the S&P 500 trade higher. I saw the NASDAQ and some of the worst-hit technology stocks trade higher. And this correction we've had, which is 10% in broad stock indices, a little more for the NASDAQ that's technology-related, we typically get in any given 12-month period two dips. That's where the market falls 5 to 6%. And every 12 to 14 months, even during a bull market, which is what I still think we're in, we have a 10 to 12% drop. Check the box. We've just been overdue for one. The tariffs and the chaos of the tweets is what caused the excuse. So the move down in stocks was rational. It's not going to be a straight line back up. But if the consumer keeps on spending, and Wendy, you just told us you're doing your part, this too shall pass.
So the consumer price index is doing well?
Well, you know, there's all these different ways to measure inflation, and I want to be sincere. Everybody knows that we just had this gigantic rise in inflation. Some of it was prices. Some of it was shrinkflation. I'm sipping on an unsweetened iced tea while I talk to you on a Wednesday in Chicago, and I'm pretty sure it used to have 20 ounces in it. Now it's only got 18 ounces. That's a different form of inflation, and that's never coming back. That's permanent. But when we compare the year-over-year price increase of consumer price index, CPI, we learned that it's down from where it was last year. And that's great news, because if the CPI can stay below 3%, come in at 2.8% like it did today, that gives the Federal Reserve room later this year to lower interest rates. And wouldn't that help get housing moving again?
Yeah, it totally would. What's the news on the tariffs? I can't keep up with that either. Are they happening? Are they pulled back? Are they put in force again? What's going on with that?
Oh, as you said it, I just felt like I had an exorcism because my head spun on its axis yesterday. I mean, we had a post on Truth Social that, wait, It's going to be a 50% tariff at midnight. 2 hours and 40 minutes later, we had three people repealing that post on Truth Social. I had someone in Ontario, Canada, basically say, we're going to increase our tariffs and shut off electricity to three states in the United States. It's crazy town. We're the adults in the room right now. But here's what people need to know. The tariffs are an ongoing thing. I expect these tariffs to stay in the news for months. Why? We had tariff 1.0 in 2018. It lasted 5 months. We had tariff 1.2 in 2019. It lasted 7 months. So I think the talk is going to go back and forth for several months, but eventually we'll meet a place of compromise, and that's simply what markets are going to need, but we got to endure until then.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, and you're the only other person other than me that says crazy town. That was so cool to hear you say that, because everything I mention at home, oh, that's crazy town. So that was fun. Can we talk about food prices when we come back after the news? Would you be willing to jump in on that?
Oh, I'll talk to you about $6 eggs all night.
Oh, my God. For the first time at the grocery store, we're out of eggs. And for the first time, I didn't buy them. I just refused to give in. I can live without eggs. Plus, with the bird flu, it's like I don't even know if I want them. You know what I mean?
You know what? Get off the eggs and go to bacon.
I always have bacon at my house. All right, Craig, hold your thoughts, and we will continue talking with you after the news on Your Money Matters here on 720 WGN. Hi there, Wendy Snyder in for John Hansen. Your Money Matters. We're in the middle of talking to Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Now, yesterday I was talking about corned beef, and I had read that it was down 60% in price since December 2024. I got some for $3.99 a pound, which is pretty cheap. It was on sale, but oh my gee. Soda, a 12 pack of soda is now $10. What is happening to our food, Craig?
I'm in shock and dismay. That's absolutely terrible. I mean, who can drink soft drinks at that price? Oh. And corned beef, I don't know, you must be getting set for a certain holiday. I call it St. Patrick's Day. But yes, I mean, when you've got $6 eggs, it's newsworthy. I mean, eggs are up a whopping 59% from a year ago. Now there's challenges, bird flu, like you mentioned in our last segment, that are causing it. But here's the irony of everything. While I look at the increase in food costs, you know what? I just got a text from my physician. You know what they said? Fruits and vegetable prices are down 0.5% for the month. So the good stuff that we don't want to put in our body is getting cheaper. The processed stuff is getting more expensive. I don't know. That's just an example of inflation. We're all dealing with it. It'll get back to normal. It's probably going to take another year or two until we get there.
All right. I am a berry lover. I love strawberries. I love blackberries, blueberries. Raspberries are okay. But they are so expensive. You really have to have a grocery store app in order to save any money. And I was talking to my friend's mom, who is in her 70s, and she said that it's ageism, because there are people that don't have computers and people who don't have smartphones and can't get the app. And why should they pay more than the person who has the app? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. As my mom used to say.
Yeah. No, you're right. But look at that interesting consumer trend where we had a period of time where it was about convenience, single one-stop retail store for grocery, and now people have reverted back to what they were doing in the 80s and 90s. They're getting their milk from here,
yep,
their poultry from here, their other from here, and the internet is both supporting that in terms of local grocers, national chains, but it's also making it difficult for some people that need the information, deserve the information, to have it.
Well, I felt sorry for her because I said, you don't have a computer at all or an iPad or anything, and she doesn't, and there are some people that don't. What's milk prices, dairy products, up or down?
Well, yeah, I mean, here's what we saw. The quick rundown is, again, as you alluded to, ground beef, roast beef, et cetera, you name it, roughly a 3% increase in terms of year over year. Eggs, we already talked about it, ridiculous, 59% year over year. Dairy products, only up 1%, healthy. Fruits and vegetables, down 0.5% year over year. So what's the bottom line? The good stuff, it seems to be coming down in price. Some of the stuff that we love, bacon, going up in price. And we'll have to see how the changes and flux in the workforce relative to immigration and other things might continue to impact some of this near term, especially in the fruits and vegetable aisle.
Okay, there's another thing that is exorbitant. I am a huge fan of Special K cinnamon pecan. First of all, that particular flavor is not in every grocery store. And when I do find it, it's like $7.49 for a box of cereal. I mean, good God, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe ramen noodles are in your future.
They've gone up.
They've gone up. But, you know, Alyssa, I think this is how we can turn this into an action item, right? All of these things we're talking about are just showing how things have changed. Some have changed for the better. Other things have gotten worse. But what this means for everybody is that everybody needs to have a plan to start growing their money over time if they want to eventually get retired and stay retired, because the silent killer in retirement is actually what we're talking about, Wendy. It's not hypertension, it's inflation. So just like people look at what their Cook County property tax bill might have been 10 to 15 years ago compared to today, the same thing now goes for food as these grocery prices have increased. And that's why I want people to lean in, get educated, get empowered. That's why what you're doing today, what John does, what everybody does on this program is give people information that they can use to improve themselves financially to outrun the silent killer of inflation, which is what everyone has a responsibility to do.
It was a joy speaking to you today. Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. How do people reach you if they want to talk retirement?
Yeah, if people want help getting retired and most importantly staying retired, we've made it easy at VestGen. Go out to our website, getretiredstayretired.com. That's getretiredstayretired.com. Stay awesome, Wendy. I hope you'll have me back again in the future.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you.